Day 198, 1 Chronicles 24:1 through 26:11. This is how Aaron's descendants, the priests, were divided into groups for service. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So only Eleazar and Ithamar were left to carry on as priests. With the help of Zadok, who was a descendant of Eleazar, and of Ahimelech, who was a descendant of Ithamar, David divided Aaron's descendants into groups according to their various duties. Eleazar's descendants were divided into 16 groups, and Ithamar's into 8, for there were more family leaders among the descendants of Eleazar. All tasks were assigned to the various groups by means of sacred lots, so that no preference would be shown. For there were many qualified officials serving God in the sanctuary from among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, acted as secretary and wrote down the names and assignments in the presence of the king, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abithar, and the family leaders of the priests and Levites. The descendants of Eleazar and Ithamar took turns casting lots. The first lot fell to Jehorib. The second lot fell to Jediah. The third lot fell to Harim. The fourth lot fell to Seorim. The fifth lot fell to Malkijah. The sixth lot fell to Majamin. The seventh lot fell to Hakaz. The eighth lot fell to Abijah. The ninth lot fell to Jeshua. The tenth lot fell to Shekaniah. The 11th lot fell to Elishab. The 12th lot fell to Jakim. The 13th lot fell to Huppah. The 14th lot fell to Jashib. The 15th lot fell to Bilgah. The 16th lot fell to Emir. The 17th lot fell to Hazir. The 18th lot fell to Hapiziz. The 19th lot fell to Petahiah. The 20th lot fell to Jehezkel. The 20th lot fell to Jakin. The 21st lot fell to Jakin. The 22nd lot fell to Gamul. The 23rd lot fell to Delaiah. The 24th lot fell to Mazaiah. Each group carried out its duties in the house of the Lord according to the procedures established by their ancestor Aaron in obedience to the commands of the Lord, the God of Israel. These were the other family leaders descended from Levi. From the descendants of Amram, the leader of Shebuel. From the descendants of Shebuel, the leader of Jediah. From the descendants of Rehabiah, the leader of Isaiah. From the descendants of Izhar, the leader was Shelomith. From the descendants of Shelomith, the leader was Jahath. From the descendants of Hebron, Jeriah was the leader, and Amariah was the second in command. Jahaziel was third, and Jekamim was fourth. From the descendants of Uzziel, the leader was Micah. From the descendants of Micah, the leader was Shamir, along with Ishaiah, the brother of Micah. From the descendants of Ishaiah, the leader was Zechariah. From the descendants of Merari, the leaders were Mahli and Mishai. From the descendants of Jazaiah, the leaders was Beno. From the descendants of Merari, through Jezaiah, the leaders were Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. From the descendants of Mali, the leader was Eleazar, though he had no sons. From the descendants of Kish, the leader was Jeremiel. From the descendants of Mushi, the leaders were Mali, Edir, and Jeremoth. These were the descendants of Levi in their various families. Like the descendants of Aaron, these were assigned to their duties by means of sacred lot. without regard to age or rank. It was done in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the family leaders of the priests and the Levites. 1 Chronicles 25. David and the army commanders then appointed men from the families of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun to proclaim God's messages to the accompaniment of harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is a list of their names and their work. From the sons of Asaph, there were Zakur, Joseph, Nethaneel, and Asarela. They worked under the direction of their father, Asaph, who proclaimed God's messages by the king's orders. Jeduthun had six sons, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah. They worked under the direction of their father, Jeduthun, who proclaimed God's messages to the accompaniment of the harp, offering thanks and praise to the Lord. Heman's sons were Bakiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shubael, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Ethiath, Gedalti, Ramati Ezer, Joshpekanasha, Malathai, Hathair, and Mahaziah. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer, for God had honored him with 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the direction of their fathers as they made music at the house of the Lord. Their responsibilities including the playing of cymbals, lyres, and harps at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman reported directly to the king. They and their families were all trained in making music before the Lord, and each of them, 288 in all, was an accomplished musician. The musicians were appointed to their particular term of service by means of sacred lots, without regard to whether they were young or old, teacher or student. The first lot fell to Joseph of the Asaph clan and 12 of his sons and relatives. The second lot fell to Gedaliah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The third lot fell to Zakur and 12 of his sons and relatives. The fourth lot fell to Zeri and 12 of his sons and relatives. The fifth lot fell to Nethaiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The sixth lot fell to Bukiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The seventh lot fell to Asarela and 12 of his sons and relatives. The eighth lot fell to Jeshaiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The ninth lot fell to Mattaniah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The tenth lot fell to Shimei and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 11th lot fell to Uzziel and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 12th lot fell to Hashabiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 13th lot fell to Shubael and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 14th lot fell to Mattathiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 15th lot fell to Jeremoth and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 16th lot fell to Hananiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 17th lot fell to Joshbekashiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 18th lot fell to Hananiah and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 19th lot fell to Malathai and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 20th lot fell to Eliphaz and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 21st lot fell to Hothir and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 22nd lot fell to Gedalti and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 23rd lot fell to Mahazareth and 12 of his sons and relatives. The 24th lot fell to Romamti Ezer and 12 of his sons and relatives. 1 Chronicles 26. These are the divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, There was Meshemiah, son of Kor, of the family of Asaph. The son of Meshelaim was Zechariah, Jediah, Zebediah, Jethniel, Elam, Jehonan, and Elihonai. The sons of Obed-Edom, also gatekeepers, were Shemaiah, Jezebad, Joah, Sichar, Nathaniel, Amiel, Issachar, and Pulathiah. God had richly blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son, Shemaiah, had sons with great ability who earned positions of great authority in the clan. These names were Ophni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. Their relatives, Elihu and Shemachiah, were also very capable men. All of these descendants of Obed-Edom included their sons and grandsons, 62 of them in all, and were very capable men, well qualified for their work. Meshelemiah, 18 sons and relatives, were also very capable men. Hosa, of the Merari clan, appointed Shimri as the leader of among his sons, though he was not the oldest. His other sons included Hilkiah, Tabalha, Zechariah. Hosa's sons and relatives, who served as gatekeepers, number 13 in all. Romans 4, 1 through 12. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, he would have had something to boast about. But from God's point of view, Abraham had no bias at all for pride. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, so God declared him to be righteous. When people work, their wages are not a gift. Workers earn what they receive. But people are declared righteous because of their faith, not because of their work. King David spoke of this, describing the happiness of an undeserving sinner who is declared to be righteous. Oh, what joyful for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose sin is no longer counted against them by the Lord. Now then, this is blessing only for the Jews, or is it for the Gentiles too? Well, what about Abraham? We have been saying that he was declared righteous by God because of his faith. But how did his faith help him? Was he declared righteous only after he had been circumcised, or was it before he was circumcised? The answer is that God accepted him first, and then he was circumcised later. The circumcision ceremony was a sign that Abraham already had faith, and that God had already accepted him and declared him to be righteous, even before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the spiritual father of those who have faith but have not been circumcised. They are made right with God by faith. And Abraham is also the spiritual father of those who have been circumcised, but only if they have the same kind of faith Abraham had before he was circumcised. Proverbs 19, verse 15 and 16. A lazy person sleeps soundly and goes hungry. Keep the commandments and keep your life. Despising them leads to death.